I'm Adam El-Rashidi, here with Newsy's top headlines for Friday, June 18th. The UN Refugee Agency reports that 3 million people fled their homes in 2020 despite the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency says the cumulative total of displaced people now tops 82 million. This marks the ninth straight annual increase in the number of people forcibly displaced. In addition, the UN found that 99 of the more than 160 countries that closed their borders because of the virus did not make exceptions for people seeking protection as refugees or asylees. Hong Kong opposition newspaper Apple Daily has increased its print run more than fivefold to 500,000 copies just one day after police raided its office. Police arrested five of the paper's top editors and executives under the city's national security law. Authorities have accused them of colluding with foreign powers to undermine China and Hong Kong. Apple Daily's founder, Jimmy Lai, is currently serving a 20-month prison sentence for playing a part in unauthorized anti-government rallies in 2019. And Iranians are voting in the country's presidential election. Early data shows Judiciary Chief Ebrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner in a field of four candidates. He's backed by Iran's conservative bloc. In 2019, the U.S. sanctioned Raisi for his involvement in the execution of political prisoners in 1988, citing his administrative oversight. If elected, he would be the first serving Iranian president to enter office under such conditions. More headlines are coming up soon. For now, check out some of the other stories we're following on Newsy.